Okay, it's been a while since we had the shir, and unfortunately, it's going to be a few of sekis, but we'll learn whatever we can. Parshas Vayakhel, we did last year, we did the Akedah, which is the first long piece about Shabbos, the Halakom Shabbos. And this week, we'll do the piece on page 571, is Rabbeinu Bechaya, about the Issa to be Megala Sisa Torah L'Amrinam. It's going on the pasuk over here of Shabbos. Shisham tasam lochem eshi yelachem koidesh Shabbos shavas l'Hashem koyisem lach yumas. It seems to be going back on the previous part. In other words, we have already a parsha Shabbos many times, and he's going to Rabbeinu Bechai's going to explain why we have two parshas. Ubiyoyim ashvi yelachem koidesh Shabbos shavasay. So he says, "Loimotzinu shehizhir moishal haShabbos b'kan, k'moishin tzave parasha shemayla, sheyoyim lemushmartem as haShabbos, achaz v'shayse tishmoiru." It's a very different lashon over here. Over here it says, "Yelachem koydesh Shabbos shabosay." Over there it says, "Ushmartem Shabbos achim shabsoy say tishmoiru tu shabosim." What exactly do we mean over here? So he says like this: Al kei nirli she nirmas on a bikan she ein legalus inyanin nistorim b'hamoyin. The Torah is telling us there are two ways of presenting Shabbos. One of which you're not allowed to give over. It includes a nista. You're not allowed to give over to tzibur. Ulachin hiske lemala achas reisit ishmeiru sheim remes lezocha v'shamar. V'oma ushmartem es haShabbos, v'loy omes yoyim haShabbos, lefi shehu b'Shabbos al yoyna. In other words, ushmartem es haShabbos is going on the musig of Shabbos itself. It's going on the concept of Shabbos, as opposed to the Maisa Mitzvah as we have it here. V'chein v'shom esos haShabbos, asos haShabbos, m'sher masti shom. So Shabbos includes in itself both a specific and practical day of Shabbos, with Hilchah Shabbos, and includes in itself a deep concept of Shabbos, which refers to the Inyanim of Shabbos as a Pnimius. V'inyanim nistorim eila necholim emitzah Shabbos, nitztave moishe mipi akash baruch hu lagaloisam nechide Yisrael. And the same way, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavahim to be megala to Klal Yisrael, the inyanim of the pnimius of Shabbos. V'lochein hiske sham dabel b'nei Yisrael, sheyudia lahem inyan HaShabbos nigrav nista. So over there, we're talking about specific members of Klal Yisrael. Here it's Vayakhel, we're talking about everybody together. Aval v'kan moishna b'moin, chol adas b'nei Yisrael, hadash v'nashim, Valkein lohiske mirimoze haShabbos al yoyino menanista shabadava, and therefore nothing about Shabbos al yoyino and nista said, v'loy rotze ledaber lehem ki bepshat haMitzvah benigla Shabbos bolvad v'derech tzara. So our parasha is talking to Klal Yisrael as a klal. It includes men, women, and children. It includes everybody, and therefore there is no mention of any nister. Masha Ein Kain in the parasha before was speaking to Chidei Skula, and over there you have the musig of Shabbos and its pnimius. Vehine says, Moshe posach lonu pesach mitoch dvor laam sisra Torah. So Moshe gives us already the understanding that you're supposed to keep sisra Torah hidden. So Ben Amchaya points out that over here we have the remez of Torah itself, that the most it is appropriate to be master divrei Torah. I want to talk a little bit, first of all, the reasons behind it, And something very interesting that the remez is in Shabbos. The reasons to be malam sisa Torah from the Hamoin, so there are many reasons for it. One is that there is a tendency and a zuzu from people to the oilam if they don't know the pnimius. In other words, any time a person gets a handle on, and we tell him this is really this tikkun, this is that tikkun, the other tikkun, so he begins to make light of the lemais of it. And that's why it's important to understand that one cannot come with the other, and therefore to keep it away from the hamoin, which was sort of the Nefesh HaChaim's tainus about Hasidus, but that because they focused on the pnimius of Torah, they tended to take liberties with the chitzonus of the Torah. And that is a no-no. That is one mahalach and emesa mahalach and so on. There's another nekuda, and this is that pnimius HaTorah requires a very fine and conceptual understanding. If a person learns Zaya and he takes it kipshutai, he will be a wonderful apikairis. God has a right hand and a left hand and hands and feet and toes and everything you want. And everything else also. The person himself is, there's a conundrum here. To talk about something, you need words. Words describe things, and things don't exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we always have to keep on going back again and again to the fact that it's a mashal, trying to understand the mashal, trying to understand the pnimius, and it's a constant battle. Hamon am are people who don't get that, don't understand that, and therefore they cannot participate in it. And therefore it's not good to give it to them. I want to give one more Havana and Tfisa in this Nekuda. And that is the Shelah HaKadosh was asked, is it possible to have a stira between Nigla and Nista? And his answer was, by definition, it's impossible, because the Nista is the Nista of the Nigla. In other words, how these actions, so let's give a mashal. We can, let's say we have a phenomenon in nature, how many people catch a cold at different times of the year. So I can have a list of how many people every month, how many people caught the cold. We have pictures of them. I can then have a graph that shows curve that mimics the differences. And finally, I could have a formula that describes that curve. Can there be a stira between the formula, the curve, and sort of the actual listing of people? The answer is no, because it's one and the same point made in different languages. There's an advantage to understanding the language of math because it gives you tremendous abilities to understand much more with it. But you need to understand that at the end of the day, the form you're looking at are people that have a cold. So the Nigla and Nista together have to be understood as one and the same, understanding it at different levels. And that's why it requires tremendous oimik. People that will see it, the Hamoin Am, they'll just see it as another piece, another thing, this Rebbe, that Rebbe, another thing, are spoiling it. If I give a mashal, if you see something through one eye, or you have like a telescope and you close one eye, you look through a telescope, you see stuff, it's okay, you see stuff, you're not getting a full picture. For a full picture and really fleshed out, you need to see with both eyes through something like a binoculars. Let's say the binoculars are out of focus and the two different eyes are not the same. In other words, whatever the it's out of whack, and therefore you're seeing two different focal lengths. It's not better than one telescope. It's worse. What you're getting is a worse a picture. Much better to have just look with one eye and miss out depth and so on, than to have two eyes focused very differently, and what you're getting is a mishmash. Nister and Nigla in understanding the Inyanim have to go hand in hand, that be woven hand in hand. And I need to understand it as one unit. Then the Nister is adding depth to it. But if I see it as two different things, I don't get how one is part of the other, and it is going to be it's going to be detriment, not an enhancement. One more point about the Rebbe Chaya. It is interesting that, this applies to every single one of Tayag Mitzvahs, and then some. The idea of Nigla Nista applies everywhere. So LeMarshal, in this week's Sedra about the Nivuv Luchos, the Rebbe Chaya makes the same point, that the Luchos go through and through, the words go through and through, meaning there's Pnimius on one side, but there's the other side, it's the same, and so on. So there it makes sense that you have this instruction about balancing the two. Why in the Shabbos? Well, like just pick the mitzvah at random and just set it. And the answer is Shabbos is a mitzvah that really, in a certain sense, embodies this concept in the very mitzvah. Shabbos is a me'ein olam haba. That's its mitzias. In other words, where other mitzvahs, context is olam hazeh, in this mitzvah, the context is olam hazeh in olam haba in olam hazeh. Some sort of value of a different world landed in our world. So the chitzonius of Shabbos are the pa'ulos we don't do, which is of these worldly pa'ulos. The pnimius is menucha, which is a concept that does not belong to this world. Yosh Shabbos is chayv nisa, because in this world there is no menucha. This world is in constant motion. So Shabbos is a mitzvah that in the mitzvah itself, it has a teichin as a very core part of the mitzvah. It says, Leichoy diem, Ladas kini Hashem mekatsham, Leichoy diem, the mitzvah Shabbos, and to tell the schar mitzvah Shabbos not revealed. In other words, mitzvah Shabbos contains in itself elements that are really above and beyond. Okay, next piece is an interesting Rebbe Rebbe Chaya. He says, first of all, why is it always lo sevaru eish b'chom shasechem? Why is your typical Shabbos malachas says fire? This goes really all malachas are included in eish, which is motion. Kia eish sibas avikram. Fire is sort of to us it typifies more than anything else. Energy, expenditure of energy, and it's almost the same. It's a combustion of some sort, and therefore, this is what v'lachein tikkun lanu razal b'mitzvos havdolah motzei Shabbos shutchilas het hamlachas levarach al ha'esh b'yiri b'yiri ha'esh lefi sheish tchilas motzei segreishes kinshkasu b'yiri rishon v'yiri. So the reason why we make the bracha, and it's interesting, this is not so much a shayla on regular Shabbos, because it says that there was a bria of Eishah Matzah Shabbos. It much more would make sense to have this benogea to Matzah Yom Kippur. But Matzah Yom Kippur, the reason why you make a bracha Neash Shabbos is because it was Asa, and this is the malacha that's now become mutter. Then it would make sense to say that this is a Shorosh Malachas. On Shabbos, it says because the Bria was on Shabbos. But be it as it may, that's what he says in explanation of Barma Eish. Eish is a very, very, it's sort of a focal point for all Malachas. Behine says, Dalet Brachas Avdolah Rishuma Shamachol Maske. all four brachas of Abdullah are listed in the pasuk Vayar. Birchas Hayayin, Rimuzi be pasuk Gracious, the Milas Ha'aret Shuagan, Gefen Bagan, Vehu Hayayin, a Meshuma Novish is made Gracious, Birchas Atsi Psomim, a Rimuzi be Milas Viruach Alekim, Kyoreach Ben Tzos Haruach, who are Vir, Shishaf Onim Avim Yachsi Chaitmon, Vaoid Mimashi Dua Keruchas Menia Sarea. So that makes sense that in Ruach you have Reah. Ma'oira eish nemi yor, amavu bin kodesh lechoyl, shnemi yavro kim bin or ben achoyshech, behovin zeh. So Rebbe Ruchayah says you have four inyanim that are listed in the first parash of Bereishis. And these remazim are kind of a stretch. In other words, it's not as if, wow, yeah, it's exactly what it says. He's working very, very hard to put these remazim in because he feels a need to bring in these remazim. Why? Why is it so important for him to bring in, you know, not why it's so important, why would I expect, let's give a marshal to what I'm trying to ask. Sometimes, let's say you have clues to a crime scene so blatant that anyone sees it. I come to the crime scene, there are boot steps leading away from the crime scene, there's a knife laying over there. So those type of remazim are blatant and begging to be deciphered. What about, there's a different way. Let's say on a camera, I see that so-and-so keeps going into it, and I'm convinced that he's the one who did the crime. But it's not the camera did not catch him at the crime. Now I'm going to go look for clues that he was there, because I know he was there, and the question is just finding it. So I will make a much bigger effort and look at much finer things, and I will understand things that are not so overt as being the remazim that this person was there. That's a normal way. So sometimes the psukim themselves, the remazim, are so blatant that they beg to be, they're begging for the pshat. And sometimes the other way around. I have a reason to think that this is the appropriate place for the Torah to speak about something, and I am going to do what I can to find it there. Those are two different ways of, and this second one is what we have over here. Why? Why was it so? I think the pshat is as follows. Everybody talks about Briyas HaOlam as being Yesh Me'ayin. There was no world, and now there's a world. That is not, that's a distortion of the truth. It's true for us living this world that, you know, we can only stretch existence going back to a certain point, and before that point there's no existence. The real truth is the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meloi Chol Ha'aretz. And we're not going to call us. Akash Baruch Hu is everything, everywhere, all the time. Akash Baruch Hu has no boundaries. Akash Baruch Hu is so from Li Gvul. In order to make a world that has a context of free will, unobserved actions, natural history, everything that this world contains allows itself to be seen as non-divine entity. So the first step really was a splitting off, a havdalah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was the first step in making the world. With it, once we had a so-called autonomous entity, you now fill up this autonomous entity with a lot of people, things, etc., etc. But all of those, but the first act of creation was a cessation of total kedusha and creating an environment of all sorts of what's the right word for it, different possibilities, a world devoid of an overt Ribbono Shel'Olam. So we expect Havdalah to be part and parcel of what we're going to find there. So if Chazal were the second four elements in Havdalah, which is Yayin, Eish, and Ruach, and each one of these has a reason why it has in itself a certain inyan of Havdalah. There is a we're going to find those elements in so those Dizri Mazim are not because they're so apparent in the Pasuk, that's why we see it. It's the other way around, because we understand Bryas HaOlam to be Havdalah, therefore I'm going to find all of these things in I'm going to find these things in the Pesukim. So if Chazal picked four identifying the psalmim is there to be mavdal between two types of nefesh, a nefesh yisera and shamisera not. And the wine is mavdal as the and the brach is mavdal and the eish is mavdal. Those four things we're going to find over there. That is pshat in Rebbeinu B'chai. Okay, one more piece of Rebbeinu B'chai. The next piece. It says miloy some chachma slave. So he's going to he's going to speak about something. Rebbe Nachaya touches on kabbalistic points, but he usually explains it and gives us a lot of insight. And here's no less miloy some chachma slave nesivus hachachma in lamed beis. So chachma slave, he's darshing, means 32 nesivus of chachma. Kinegdom it's the vinum and smitzis sitzis sheish balamid base chutim. Chesachol kana bekana. Gashavashim, lekoyim, pashtizim, as Hashem is God. So it says, it's in meaning, quoting here, we'll see this in a minute. Bechei nema besefi yitzira, belamid base nesivis plays chachma. There are 32 nesivis of chachma. The 32 nesivis of chachma are widely understood to mean the 22 letters of the aleph base and the 10 nekudos. In other words, these are your building blocks for everything else. In every chachma, let's say geometry, you have a bunch of postulates, and those are your building blocks. And then from those postulates, you build out whatever understanding you have. So here also, so the word nesiv means it's a very, very thin and narrow piece, like a letter would be, like a letter is to a word, things of that nature. And therefore, they're the building blocks of chachma, are those lamed nesivos. Just like in every chachma, you have the axioms that are the building blocks of a chachma. In the big picture, or entire, if you wish, you have these lamed nesivos. V'mezeh manavi imdo adrachma uve shal nesivos olam hiske loshen amida bederech. V'hine, he says, miroiv halomus hachochma yevshas ikshrosha kimadei nesivus. Because chachma is so distant from us, the only way we can get through this through nesivus, b'dimyon chuta shel hevius shen nesivus legecholim, it's like these threads of fire and light, like the sparks that are emitted from embers. Those sparks lead you to there. And when we see these sparks coming out, we're able to see the ember itself. Or when you have a big spiral of thread or rope or string, and by the piece that sticks out, you can get to the thing itself. If you follow the thread, you come to the place where you have the bundle. Like the trees and branch of Ilan, Shasherish Ilan the Chupatasa Karka, Lanoida Mikoimai, Badeha Seifim Vagidim Servatasa Filosa Karka, Yilhan Hashosher in Sena. But if a person looks on the ground, he begins to see how the various root ends come back to the root. Let's talk about this a few moments. In other words, Chachma is something which is attained. The real Chachma itself is conceptual. And you can't barge into Chachma, into conceptual Chachma, head on. You start with what we have in front of us, and you slowly work your way back to understand the Sheirish. This is very similar to science. Science studies phenomena in our world and puts these phenomena together in groups, and then begins to try to understand some conceptual shorish for all this. So when I see many, many things falling and how difficult it is to throw things up and so on, it begins to lead me to the concept of gravity and everything else like that. So you have the different pu'ulos lead a person to a shorish. That is the concept of nesivas chachma leading you to chachma. And a sieve is a thin, narrow, like, pathway, and it brings a person to its shorish. Upeshehiske kan chokhmas leiv, hakoil lehagdil lehade mailos betzal v'aliyav. And when he mentions chokhmas leiv, it's to make betzal v'aliyav choshev. Kukilo oma miloisom chokhmas ashkina. So if he would have said he filled them with chokhmas ashkina. So he says, the word Chachmas Lev over here means the Chachma that comes out of these Lamed Beis and Sivas. On the fish of Yeshnehem, Gedolu Yaman and Rosh HaChamim, Oisim Locha, and him shall cause the chachmas of chachmas hashchina. I want to add one or two points to this, Rabbeinu Bechaya. First of all, there's a fascinating Abarbanel in this week's Sedra, and Kisiso speaks about the Tzalos Gadlus, Vamalos Yeruah Chachma, and so on. He says most people are either very deep or very practical. Deep and practical together don't usually work. People who are intellectual tend to be competent and vice versa, both in terms of the chachma. The great physicist is a lousy engineer, and the great engineer doesn't have to be a great physicist. And also practically, the guy who can think deep thoughts has a hard time screwing in screws and putting in nails, and vice versa, generally speaking. And Bezalel's godless was, he was mitzarev both together. He was able to understand that a very shorish, and then I want to add, why was this necessary? I mean, they seem to be following like technical designs. The halacha is you can't add any improvisation that's not listed. Hakol b'ksav is like al-mayyad Hashem. It's a mefurish, it's a pasuk that you're not allowed to do anything in the base of Mikdash that you don't have a pasuk for. Everything is written. The answer is, and this also is brought down in Rishonim, that people doing it, in order for the Mishkan to achieve what it needed to achieve, it had to be made by people that understood what they were doing. They invested the pnimius of the Mishkan is by people who understand the actions they do, what the pnimius is. And therefore, Bezalel needed to understand and to know all of this. The people working in it, because they were investing in it, pnimius, that would only come from their own understanding of pnimius. And that's why they needed to have that. Okay, we'll hold it here. I apologize. Next week, my very good friend Rabbi Howard, I'm celebrating 25 years of his Rabbanis, so I'll be going there. Afterwards, Bez Hashem, I hope to be a lot more consistent. The one advantage of this is, even though I can be away in Pesach Basel, but the advantage, obviously, of this of the computers, you can be wherever you are, except if you're busy doing something. So next week, I won't be able to be here, but Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks, we'll be able to resume, and hopefully we're able to keep it going. Okay. A good fach, halt it.